This is Mojo's Cafe for Lost Dreamers.
This is me again. I had a dream about an organist on a train.
An organist on Amtrak?
No, a steam train.
An old steam engine?
I don't know if it was old. The car I was in, it had a lot of wood around the windows and armrests, the racks and the walls. There was wood everywhere.
Well, wood is good if you run out of coal.
I think the organ was made of wood. Well, some of it. It had metal pipes. It was a pipe organ.
A pipe organ on a steam train.
The pipes stuck up through the ceiling.
Was someone playing it?
The organist.
It sounded like we were in a cathedral.
And the train just kept chugging along.
We weren't just chugging. We were flying. We were wailing through the towns. We weren't stopping for anything. It felt like he was pedaling or powering the train. When he was playing softer, more delicately, the train was moving slower. But when he was pounding those keys, when he was really wailing, the train was screaming. We were going through tunnels and on the sides of mountains and over bridges and ravines. I felt it was the organist doing all this. Like the sounds coming out of those metal pipes, they were creating what I was seeing. I knew I shouldn't be on that train. That organist was dangerous.
Were there others on the train?
There were. But they were all under his spell. They were enchanted. They weren't looking out the windows. They weren't seeing the sides of the mountains or the cliffs we were screaming along. I had to do something. So I got up from my seat. The carriage was swaying back and forth. I staggered up the aisle. When I reached the organist, his back was turned. I touched his shoulder, but he didn't notice. So I tapped his shoulder, and he turned his head and looked up at me. I expected to see some crazy madman, but it wasn't.
Who was it?
It was me. I was looking at me.
You?
I was playing the organ. It was me. And I woke the hell up.
Whew. I have no idea why I had that dream or what it even meant. Do you?
That was an interesting one.
Mojo knew a lot about dreams. What do you think he would have made of it?
He would have loved it.
I can't play an organ. Why would I dream that?
What do you think?
I think it was me pulling a prank on myself. We do that in dreams, don't we?
Well, sometimes.
I never thought of dreams as pranks, but we have an unconscious mind that God knows what it's up to.
That's the truth.
Well, thanks for listening.
Wait, I just remembered something. I remember him saying, according to Buddhism, there is no one in charge of the universe who distributes rewards or punishments. We create the causes by our actions, and we experience the results.
That sounds like my dream.